Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Last Friday morning, I got some hate mail. Someone from Australia, I think it was clearly a lonely and drunk Australian, said to me, "You are a fraud, mate. It's written in every word you type. It's all over your face. Shame on you, mate." Imagine waking up to that. How would you respond? Did I let it bother me? Well, I'm mentioning it here, aren't I? So I'll let you be the judge of that. And I know that we need to get the mindset right, not just for the end of 2020, because it's been a brutal year for some of us, not just because, you know, we have a lot of uncertainty coming up in 2021 with the election. No, we need to have our mindset right every day of our lives. There's always going to be triumph, tragedy. There's always going to be struggles. There's always going to be external events, and we must have our mind right. There's going to be critics and haters, and we must have our mind right. Hi, I'm Craig Valentine. Welcome to this episode of Early to Rise Radio. This is the mindset pump up that you need to finish strong, stay strong, keep going strong, and get stronger. I am the author of The Perfect Day Formula. If you haven't read that book, go and get your copy at freeperfectdaybook.com. All right, that is where you will develop that stoic mindset, the one that helped me overcome anxiety and start living the life of my dreams by helping you create the vision for your life of your dreams in that book, all right? So let's go back to the hate mail that I got. Well, listen, it's normal. It's normal. As you become successful online or in person or wherever you are, you're going to get people who hate you, you know, the classic haters, all right? There's always going to be critics. Like right now, even if you don't have a business, even if you don't have success, someone somewhere is talking behind your back. Oh yeah, did you see that shirt they wore to the football game? Did you see how much he ate? Did you see what she said about, you know, so-and-so? Listen, somebody's saying that to you about you right now. Oh my God, the squat form on that guy. Oh my goodness, I can't believe Craig wears an 11 out of 10 t-shirt. He looks like such a dork. Great. Those people don't matter. And especially on the internet, they're anonymous cowards and critics. And so listen, every single day, people's words are going to hit you, but sticks and stones will not break your bones. Words will never hurt you, right? Business will punch you in the gut some days, but at the end of the day, we still control how we react. Not every day is going to be rainbows and record profits and puppy dogs. But if we're an entrepreneur, if we're a busy parent, if we, you know, are chasing anything in life, we signed up for this, didn't we? We signed up for it. Listen, personally, Craig Valentine, if I want the wealth that comes from running profitable Facebook ads with my face on it that goes out to 10 million people that we're running them to right now, then I have to be okay with taking these critics who call me a fraud, even though they clearly don't know me. I've been here for 22 years in business. I am not a fraud, all right? I have been around. I have helped hundreds of thousands of people. Hundreds and hundreds of testimonials in my fitness business, coaching business. I've got it, all right? But I'm always going to have people who give me a one-star review on Amazon. There's just going to be people who don't jive with me, and I got to be okay with it. I signed up for that. We signed up for the fact that, you know, we might open a store and someone might not come in, or they might not come in as fast. When you sign up to be an entrepreneur, when you sign up to be a parent, you sign up for bad days. When you sign up to be a dog owner, you sign up for days when your dog is going to puke on the floor and it's going to poop all over your rug. That's going to happen. That is being a dog owner. But it's all worth it for the benefits that you get in the end. You know what you're getting into. And if you didn't know what you were getting into, shame on you, because you need to have done your work. So don't worry, I'm used to this type of haterade and I get over it pretty quickly, but I know that sometimes my clients, my readers, my followers, my fans don't get over it as quickly because you might not have the routines, the habits, and structure of steel in place that get your mind right. And, you know, I'll be honest, a couple of years ago, I didn't. Relentless by Tim Grover was a huge catalyst for me getting the operator mindset and hanging around Bedros Koulian and having his man up approach. You see, back in the day when I got knocked down, it really threw me for a loop. It contributed to my anxiety. You know, I wouldn't say I had clinical depression, but, you know, there was days where I was, you know, worried. I was more anxious. You know, I get worried if somebody's upset. I thought my whole business was going to crumble. In fact, for a long time, I woke up thinking someone was going to sue me in the fitness world. Oh my goodness, they're going to hurt themselves on a treadmill, even though I told them not to use a treadmill, and they're going to sue me. Because you see, it's easy for those little hobgoblins to get in your mind. But now, when I get knocked down, I get right back up. I posted the other day on my Instagram this guy, I believe his name is Cheikh Kongo from the UFC. He's always one of my favorite fighters, and he got knocked out on his feet, but he somehow managed to stay on his feet, and he got hit again and again and again. And yeah, a lot of people would have stopped the fight. And then somehow he punched the guy in the head and he won the fight. It's amazing. Amazing. And I'm not saying go out and get punched in the head, but I'm saying you will be on the brink and you will come back when you have the right mindset. But you have to have the right mindset by developing it through having structures, routines, and rituals. If you wake up and you're all over the place and some bad news comes, you don't know how to get back on track. But with me, I was like, okay, I've done my morning routine. I've already won the day. Now I check my Instagram and I get bad news. Okay, great. I get out of Instagram. I go make content. I go and help people. I have all of these things because I found with the anxiety back in the days, if I could just go and help somebody, I would get back on track. So now I have my training in place because there's an old phrase from ancient Greeks or maybe it's Navy SEALs, but it says you don't rise to the occasion. You sink to the level of your training. And I would add to that, that you sink to the level of your routines, your habits, your structure, your discipline. So understand that when you get knocked down, when you have a bad day, and when you question whether it's all worth it, and when you want to take the path of least resistance and you wish it was easier, remember, you don't rise to the occasion. You sink to the level of your training, your structure, your routines, your habits, your discipline, your rituals. If you do not have a good morning routine and life suddenly becomes overwhelming for good or bad reasons, you are going to have a much harder time adjusting compared to someone with millionaire morning routine habits of steel. Because if you do have that killer morning routine, if you always get out of bed after the alarm goes off without snoozing, and if you always get to work on your number one priority, like I talk about in the farm boy morning routine, then a critical comment from a stranger will not destroy your day. Neither will a refund nor a banned Facebook ad account or a blown air conditioning or an upset team member or conflict with a business partner. And I know, I mean, I have all of those things in my life at some point, you know, banned Facebook accounts. You know, I own two gyms in South Carolina and we've had air conditioning units go out in July. I have upset team members from time to time, way less now that I've become a better leader. But I have conflict with business partners in my gyms and in my other entities that I have. Those things will bump me, but I can't sit there and stew about them. Instead, I can go, okay, all right, I got some bad news. I got some conflict. What can I do about it? I can read books like Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss on how to negotiate with my business partners. I can, you know, go to outside experts, do all of these things because my habit, my ritual routines is to think, okay, what can I control? What can I control? Most people are walking around right now, you know, watching the news and they're not thinking about what can I control in this coronavirus craziness crisis, in the hysteria. They're only looking at what's the government controlling? How are they gonna control me? Oh my goodness, I wanna control all those other people over there whose masks are like 1.3 inches off and I know it's causing 1.7 more cases. They're super, like, okay, listen, they're super spreaders, whatever. You can't control other people. You can only control yourself. And if that is one of your rituals, habits, and routines, you'll go, okay, here I am. I'm surrounded by crazy people. They all are bought into the hysteria and, okay, I'm just going to control myself here. I'm going to remove myself from this situation, from the negativity. I'm going to turn off CNN. I'm going to get back to work. I'm going to stay safe. I'm going to improve my health. I'm not going to go into environments where, you know, I really could be in trouble. Great. Those are my rituals, habits, routines, and structures. I control my actions, my thoughts, words, and deeds. I don't think, how can I control other people? I don't think about worrying. Instead, I remove myself from that cycle. And that's what will happen for you. So the very simple things that you can start to do to build your armor is to have a consistent wake-up time, to have a consistent workout and meditation time, to build a routine that puts you into your non-urgent important work ASAP, N-U-I-A-S-A-P, N-U-I-A-S-A-P to G-S-D your M-I-T. N-U-I-A-S-P-G-S-D-M-I-T, non-urgent important work ASP as soon as possible to get stuff done. Pedro says something else, but I say get stuff done on your most important task. There you go. N-U-I-A-S-P-G-S-D-M-I-T. You got it, my friend. You got it. Oh, I'm going to write that down. I'm going to share that with the world. That is a game changer right there. That's what we got to do. And so then you also build an end of day routine with a strict cutoff time and a strict bedtime and a strict planning the next day time. And there you go. You start there. You make it stronger, and those systems will protect you through good times and bad. When you do that, you'll have habits of steel that will, you know, help you overcome any negativity. Because here's the thing. I got that negative comment on Instagram. A few minutes later, I got this one, unsolicited, on Instagram from a client that came to me a few years ago. He said, "Hey, Craig, I just want to thank you for everything. When we met in 2015, I was living in a 775 square foot apartment with no direction. 5 years later, I just bought a 17,000 square foot home, the seventh biggest home in his home country of the Netherlands. Couldn't have done this without your help. Forever grateful, Frank Den Blanken." He was working 15 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week. He's making 10,000 euros a month when he came to me. 3 months later, he made 100,000 euros in a month, working 40 hours a week. He's taken more vacations and traveled to more countries in the last year than I have. And I travel a lot. So of those quotes, you know, the "you're a fraud, mate," and the, I'm sorry about butchering the accent, and Frank's comment, which one do you think got my focus for the rest of the day? Frank's. Because I'm like, I got to go find more Franks. So I want to give you three simple rules for life. And I love this quote from Tony Dungy, former NFL head coach, who I'm sure got all types of taunts because of his skin color. He got taunts from the opposing fans, you know, even if they were nice taunts. He said, "Know your values and don't depart from them. Choose right over easy whenever life offers a shortcut." Tony Dungy is fantastic. If you don't have his book, get it. He's got a lot of great stuff. And I'll say one of my most popular Craigisms after action beats anxiety and control what you can. If you don't know the action beats anxiety, it's action beats anxiety, motion beats meditation, and work beats worry. And what that means is don't sit there and stew, go out and do. Whenever I feel depressed, I go and help somebody. Whenever I feel anxious, I try and find the solution. I don't sit there worrying about what might happen. No, I go and fix it. Also, control what you can is another Craigism. Control what you can, cope with what you can't, concentrate on what counts. Control what you can. I control my thoughts, words, and deeds and nothing else. My thoughts, words, and deeds and nothing else. I don't control my dog. I don't control my haters. I don't control people out on the streets. I don't control the government. I only control my thoughts, my words, and my deeds. Control what you can, cope with what you can't control. You know that the government's going to let you down over and over and over again. That's what they do. You know that everybody else, you should know that everybody else is out for their own self-interest, period. Otherwise, I mean, that's just a survival mechanism built in place. Everyone does everything out of their own self-interest. When you know that, you can cope with it. And then concentrate on what counts. Control what you can, cope with what you can't control, concentrate on what counts. That is a simple, simple solution for a happy, happy, stress reductive life. And then anyways, so I was saying one of the very, very popular Craigisms after those is success is simple once you accept how hard it is. Success is simple once you accept how hard it is. Climbing Mount Everest is one of the hardest things in the world, but it's simple. It's simple. You fly into base camp. You have your Sherpas. You've done months and years of training. You have done months and years of planning and packing and preparation. And you go the same way that everybody else has gone. You don't go to base camp and you go, "All right, Why don't you go that way and I'll go this way and maybe we'll meet up like Scooby-Doo. That's not, you know, it doesn't work for Scooby-Doo. It's not going to work for you either. So listen, success is simple once you accept how hard it is. When people know the planning, preparation, discipline, strategy, structure, rituals, routines, and habits that must be in place in order to be successful and you build them, then success becomes simple. You want to lose 30 pounds? Okay, throw out the junk, put in the new stuff, exercise daily, drink lots of water, get to sleep, stop watching commercials with ooey gooey pizza. Not necessarily the funnest life in the world, but success is simple once you accept how hard it is. Success is simple. Success is hard. And when you realize it's not easy and that it will require incredible discipline, planning, preparation, action, and accountability, then it becomes simple. Like running a marathon, like building a seven-figure business. Simple, but hard. Always persisting. Always being consistent and never giving up. And having rules and rituals in place for your life keeps things simple and successful. You see, last week, one of my clients came to me very overwhelmed and he thought he had this maze of problems that only a rocket surgeon could fix, right? A rocket surgeon. But in reality, his problems were so simple to solve. And I shared with him these three rules for his life. Rule number one, know what to do and do it early. Rule number two, know what not to do and do it never. Know what not to do and do it never. And rule number three, if you can only stick to one of my two rules, make it rule number two. Know what not to do and don't do it ever. That's it. Success is so simple once you accept how hard it is. All right. Now, before we go, I want to share a couple of success stories. In addition to Frank, what he said, I have another client named Frank, whose last name sounds like Den Blanken, but it's Benedetto. Frank Benedetto. He sent this message to me in the middle of September. He said, I've already matched my record month in revenue, which you already helped me achieve last month, Craig. And I'm digging hard to hit the 100K mark for this month. Thank you for your help along the way. It seriously wouldn't have been possible without you and Coach Ron, who is my top coach. Another client, Dr. Jonathan Tate, said, Craig, on your orders, I followed up last week. He followed up. He did the things that he could control. He went into sales with a changed mindset. He could control that too. And because of his sales training, he brought in $21,000 worth of treatment into his facility. Dr. Jonathan Tate down in Tucson, Arizona. If you have any pain, you want to get fixed up, Dr. Tate will fix you. And then recently we hired a new client. We hired a former client as our copywriter, a guy named Tim Sells. He came to me in like 2018 to a workshop. And in August of 2019, he first heard about copywriting from me. Now, up until this time, Tim was a manager at a car dealership. And he said, Craig, I had never heard of copywriting until August of 2019. And then he went hardcore into learning copywriting. And today he now works for me. He quit his job at the car dealership. And now he's going to make more money working at home, not working 14-hour days during celebrations. And he said, Craig, I want to say a thank you for the coaching, for opening my eyes to copywriting, for the opportunities you sent my way, for the incredibly generous offer. I couldn't have been happier to accept, and I'm absolutely jacked, he's a bro like me, to get started and to be fully able and completely obsess and immerse himself in copywriting. We freed him up. So my friend, I want you to free yourself up. Remember the Craigisms, control what you can. Cope with what you can't control and concentrate on what counts because action beats anxiety and success is simple once you accept how hard it is. This is going to get you through some of the toughest times of your life, which we may be going through right now. Maybe you're like some of my other clients, like Joel and Bedros, who continue to have record months. Well, maybe you're like them, maybe you're not. But if you're going through some tough times, and we all go through tough times, even in an everyday we have tough times, you know, the roller coaster, the entrepreneur and busy parent. You're going to get through it because of the Craigisms. And I want to hear from you, all right? So send me a message about what you thought of today's show at support@earlytorise.com. Someone who inspired me to post this podcast was because they shared something about an earlier podcast in Instagram. So go to Real Craig Ballantyne, tag me, and whenever you share these podcasts with people, ask me your questions there. I'd love to hear from you. And then also go over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. And if you want to work with me, if you're ready to go, if it's time to do this, if you need more than mindset, you need not just my mindset help, but my 90-day blueprints for dominating the rest of 2020. And having an amazing 2021, because I know there's going to be a lot of people having wicked successful years, then go to craigballantyne.com and apply to work with me. And if you're new, go to freeperfectdaybook.com, get my first book, and build that stoic mindset to get you through anything. Talk to you soon, my friend.